That's something that we cannot do without. That's something that's extremely important. And a lot of times we tend to forget that we have to have faith, have to have faith in God. To build a strong faith, it's a lifelong journey of seeking God. We have to trust in His promises. We have to act on His word. We can strengthen our faith through consistent prayer, Bible study, fellowship, and fellowshipping with believers, and living a life that reflects the faith in action. Faith is built on trust and truth. And the Bible source that gives us that truth and shows us how to trust in God. We should make a conscious effort to read, study, and meditate on God's word as often as possible. Impose upon ourselves more time. If we think, okay, I'm going to give God 15 minutes. Well, if you think you can give Him 15 minutes, you can actually give Him 20, if that's what you want to do. And that's what we have to do in order to build that faith. We have to find time for God, because faith is, it's about believing in God, it's about trusting in God, and it's also about acting on what we believe. We have to react on what we believe in. My first scripture this morning is Hebrews 11, 1 through 3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. What that scripture is telling us is what we hope for is grounded in and guaranteed by the object of our faith. And that faith is not faith in just anything. It's being faithful to God and having faith in God. Those two coincide with each other. You can have faith. I can have faith in my daughter. But that's not what we need. We need to have faith in God. And then we need to turn around and be faithful to God. We're wanting God to be faithful to us. We're trusting. We're asking God to do this and do that and show us this and show us that. So we're wanting God to be faithful to us. So what do we have to do? We have to turn around and be faithful back to God. Because, and then we have to keep the faith. We have to trust and believe that what He said He will do, He will do. We have to trust and believe that if we do what we are supposed to do, He's right there for us. A lot of times we think, okay, I'm having a hard time. Things are not going like I planned. Things are not going like I want them to go. But we need to stop thinking on those things. And we need to turn around and think, okay, you know what? God told me He would never leave nor forsake me. So it doesn't matter what I'm going through. I'm just going to keep on trusting God. I'm going to keep looking His way. I'm going to keep going for Him. I'm going to keep doing what I feel like He needs me to do. He wants me to do. Because in order for us to receive what we need to receive, you got to have that faith. It was important to me to bring this message this morning because I heard it in a Sunday school class, and the reaction that was coming back was not the reaction that I thought that God wanted from us. It was like, oh, well, okay, yeah. No, that's not the attitude we have to have. It's not an, oh, well, okay, yeah. No, God, you have to build up your faith. Keep building your faith so that you can walk circumspectly in the will of God. Because if you don't build your faith, nobody else is. I can't depend on Benita to build up my faith. I'm supposed to be teaching her how she can build up her faith, but I can't do it for her. She has to do it herself. So we have to work on building our faith. Faith is built on truth and the Bible source. The Bible source is that truth. we can make a conscious decision and effort to read, study, and meditate on God's word regularly. I can't say that enough. We need to do it regularly. It's not, okay, I'm going to read the Bible this morning, but I'll wait till next month and do it again. No, we have to do it continually. It's just like eating. If you don't eat but once a month, you think you're going to make it? It's the same thing with God. We have to be dedicated to Him. We need to learn how to increase our faith, not just for ourselves, but for the sake of the world around us. We need to have the type of faith. Our faith needs to be built up so well that when we walk in a room, it's evident. Because the world needs people to have good faith. Because it's, look at the things that's going on around us. You know, there was a mudslide in San Jacinto. Right in San Jacinto this past week. We need God to protect us. We need to be the ones that are showing people, okay, yeah, you maybe you did get involved in that, but let me show you what my God will do. But I can't do that if I don't have the faith. If I'm not trusting and believing and having faith in God, I can't show somebody else. I can't be there for someone else. My second scripture is 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable of doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I also want to cover one more thing in Hebrews. What is hoped for is grounded and guaranteed by one's faith. That scripture said, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is looking to God and trusting Him for everything, while hoping is looking at the future and trusting God. What matters a man of Christianity is our faith. Since that is true, nothing is more important than increasing our faith by continuing to trust God and to lean on Him and not ourselves. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. So if we stop trying to lean on ourselves and believing that I am, no, God is the I am. God is the who is. God is the I am. God is everything that we need. 2 Timothy tells us that it's a sufficiency of God's word. God's word is the most profitable thing in the world. It's the most profitable thing in our lives because it teaches us and reveals to us the importance of serving God and pleasing God and improving our lives. We want to take medication to improve our health, trusting in God. That medication will do nothing for you if you don't trust in God. Trusting in God. I'm going to have surgery. If you don't, trust in God. You got to have that faith. Someone has to have that faith. I remember years ago, I was paralyzed from waist down. And I went to the doctor, and he said, you need to have back surgery. I said, I don't think so. Everybody's telling me I'll never walk again. He said, well, you're not walking now. And I thought you told me you were a Christian. How many doctors tell you that? And I'm like, yeah. Well, if you're a Christian, then you need to trust God. I do trust God, I just don't trust you. He said, well, do you remember that you came to me, your doctor was out of town when you fell and couldn't get up and your daughter had to carry you into my office. You came to me, I didn't come to you. So well, how do you think you got here? By God. It was predestined for you to come to me, because apparently your doctor wasn't for you. Not putting anything, saying anything wrong about your doctor, but apparently your doctor wasn't for you. Now, I need you to have faith and trust God. I said, okay, I told you I trust him. I just don't trust you. He said, I'm going to tell you one more time. I'm going to bring this to you once again. If you weren't supposed to come to me, you wouldn't be here. Now, this is the last thing I'm going to say to you. You trust God. Go home and pray and ask him what to do. So Benita took me back to the car and she said, Mother, are you listening to that doctor? How often do you hear a doctor say something like that? You don't hear doctors talk about God. I think you need to go back in that man's office and tell him that you're going to have the surgery done. I said, I think you need to be quiet and leave me alone too. But 2 days later, the doctor called me. I didn't call him, he called me. He said, Miss Blackman, what are you going to do about your back? I said, you know what, you bold enough to call me, I guess I need to go and do what you say, dude. And sure enough, I went in, I had to have 5 consecutive back surgeries, 1 every week for 5 weeks. And every single time before they had surgery, I was at Baylor Center for Pain in Houston. The whole team came in, held hands with me, and prayed before my surgery. And I'm like, okay. So that taught me a lot. I say that to say this. Now, that was in 95. In 2005, I was kickboxing. And I don't mean a little bit of kickboxing. I was literally kickboxing. And one of the best kickboxers, women, female kickboxers in San Diego. 10 years later, now if I hadn't had faith in God to trust and believe that God has the answer, where would I be now? Probably still in a wheelchair. I did stay in bed for a year, but like I said, and now I do have problems with my knees, but I don't have any back problems and haven't had since 95. So that's what I'm saying. I use myself as an example because I feel like if you can actually see something that God has done, it will help you to grow. It will help you to trust God. It will help you to build your faith, because that's what I had to do. I mean, I'm telling you, I had to build my faith on that one because I had no faith in that doctor. And he kept telling me, don't have faith in him. Forget about me. Have faith in God. And that's what we have to get to. And that's what these scriptures are telling us this morning, that we need to have faith in God. We need to use the sufficiency of God's word to learn how to have faith in him. God's word is more profitable than things in the world. It teaches us and reveals the importance of serving God. Paul is telling Timothy in 2 Timothy, Paul is telling Timothy the purpose that God intended for us in these scriptures to be useful. All scripture is inspired by God because it teaches us as well as rebukes us, it corrects us, it trains us, and it shows us righteousness so that we can be completely equipped for everyday work, so that we can follow the directions of the Lord and do what he intended for us to do and be who he intends for us to be and walk the way he intends for us to walk. God wants us to show the world who he is. We can't do that if we don't have faith. If we don't build up our faith, every time a problem arises, we're going to be walking with our head down. Oh, woe is me. No. Build up your faith so you won't have to do that. Build up your faith. Where is your faith? Your faith is in God. It's not in Irma. It's not in Benita. It's in God. Build up your faith in the Lord and walk circumspectly in his will. And that way we are demonstrating to the world not just who we are. Because really and truly, that's not the most important part. We're demonstrating to the world who God is because they can see him through us. And we have to, if you don't build up that faith, you're going to be feeling rough when you need to be feeling good. When the bad times come, you're going to be, oh, woe is me. Instead of saying, okay, God, I got my faith built up, so I trust and believe that everything's going to be all right. I trust and believe that everything's going to be all right. When Bentley was a little boy, he'd get in trouble at school, and I'd go to pick him up. He's about 4 and 5 years old. I'd go to pick him up, and I'd, Bentley, man, why don't you do what the teacher tell you? That's okay, Ghani. Everything's going to be all right. So what could you do? You know, 4 or 5 year old, it's okay, don't worry about it, Ghani. Everything's gonna be all right. And he would dance like that, telling everything's gonna be all right. Boy, get in the car and leave me alone. So God is wanting us to have that same faith. Everything's gonna be all right. Why? Because God is in control, I'm not. I'm not in control, God is. You're not in control, God is. So he wants us to build up that faith so when we walk out that door, anybody that sees us is going to look at us and be able to say, you know what? Because God is in control, everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. My next scripture is James 2, 14 through 17. What does it profit for my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. What kind of works? What do you mean by that? Without works, is dead. And what that means is, if we don't put God's word into action, putting God's word into action is the works that they're talking about in the scripture. Putting God's word into action. His word says, as much as you do unto my little ones, you do unto me. So if I see someone hungry, he said, you saw me when I was hungry and you fed me. You saw me when I needed clothing and you clothed me. But if I just say, like the scripture says here, demonstrated here, okay, go on and go get you something to eat. But I do nothing about it. Where is my faith that God is going to resupply me whatever I do for that person? I have to have faith to believe that if I give to the homeless, I'm not doing it for myself. I'm not doing it for any credit. I'm doing it because God said for me to do it. And I got to have faith and believe that God will supply. Not just supply for me, but supply for them. I have to have that belief. I have to trust God. I have to know that my God will never go back on his word. And he said in his word that he will supply all our needs. All scripture is inspired by God and teaches us, as well as rebukes us, corrects us, trains us in righteousness, so we can be completely equipped. So we can be completely equipped to do his will. But where do we have to do? Study to show thyself approved. You got to study that word. You got to trust in that word. You got to believe in that word. You got to just engulf that word, breathe in that word. God's word can actually be a substance. We just need to remember that his word is that substance. We have to remember that. The earth is full of things and people who need to see God's people, who need to know. We need to be showing people that I'm here. I'm not here just to make you feel good. I'm here as a vessel of God to lead you to the rock that's higher than I, the rock that's higher than you, and that is God. I'm here to be a light through the tunnel to get you to my Lord, because I have faith to believe that what he'll do for me, he'll do for you. But if I don't show that, if I don't demonstrate that, then the next person's not going to know. And that's where we come in. That's where God wants his people. That's what we're there. That's what we're here for. We're here to demonstrate how much God loves us and how much he will love you. Let me show you. Let me help you get to my God. But again, we have to build up our faith. Because if I go to show somebody that and I haven't built up my faith, you think they're going to believe me? Because it's going to be evident that I'm not quite sure of myself. So I have to build up my faith so that I have that evidence that when I'm talking to someone, demonstrating to them that this is what you need, that they have a means to believe that. But there's no way you're going to believe me if my faith isn't built up. It's something that we have to do on a daily basis. We're saved by grace through faith, so we need to produce good works. Works is motivated by faith and love. We have to be saved and we have to be changed by God. Therefore, the genuine works through Christ will naturally accompany us when we go out to talk to others, when we're trying to prove to others that this is what you need. This is who you need. This is who I trust. This is who I serve. This is who I believe in. This is where my faith is. My faith is in God. My faith is in Jesus, who is also God. My faith is in their leadership. I'm being led by them. So I'm going to submit to his will. I'm not going to submit to my own will. And I know it's going to be hard sometimes to say, this is what I want to do, but I know this is what I should do. And, you know, it's going to be hard. But that's where faith and works come in. Faith and works is acts one and the same. But that's where it comes in. You know what? No, I'm not going to do that. I know what God needs me to do. I'm going to do it. In spite of. Yes, this week has been a hard week. Yes, I'm having problems with this. Yes, I'm having financial difficulties. But I'm going to trust and believe that God, I got to do this. Not for myself. For my soul's salvation, yes, but mainly for my God. Simply put, faith is to believe we are sinners saved by grace. Therefore, we have to trust in Jesus and obey his commandments. When we trust in Jesus and follow his commandments, there is no faith without works. Works without faith. Faith and works become one. True faith isn't just about believing. It's about putting it in action. Putting it in action. And that's where we have to go to. Hebrews 10:19-23. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil. That is his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Verse 23 says, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. Hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And that's what this scripture says. Let us hold fast to that hope. And that's what we have to do. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we're hoping in the future is basically what we're doing. But that's okay, because God is in the present. God is in the past, the present, and the future. Because he promised you, I will never leave nor forsake you. So he's in your past, he's in your present, and he's in your future. And he's just waiting for you to keep that faith up. Build it up. Keep it up. Keep striving to please him. Keep striving to be all that you can be in the will and in the way of the Lord. Keep pushing forward. Keep moving forward. He said, because of Jesus, we as faithful believers have the confidence that God accepts us before his heavenly throne. Because of Jesus, he does. And we just have to trust and believe that. Because he's given us his word, and he's constantly telling us over and over again, I'm right here. I'm right here. I am right here. And every time you have a problem and something comes up and that problem is resolved, it doesn't take but a second to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Because without him, that problem wouldn't have been resolved. We have to learn to trust and obey, to believe in his will and his word. But then we have to remember to say, thank you, God. Because we couldn't even walk this earth. There's no air. We wouldn't have any air to breathe if it wasn't for him. So we need to learn to be sure and say, thank you, God. To thank him for the things that he's doing. And to thank him for instilling in us to build up our faith, to keep our faith built up. Okay, Romans 5, 1 through 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into his grace, in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. It says, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulation. We glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. We can't have faith without all of that. So, yeah, you're going to have trials and tribulations. Yeah, you're going to have plans. You're going to have plans that you make that are going to be, no. You're going to have things that you want to do and it's going to be, I don't think so. But you just got to say, okay, thank you, Lord, because I know it could be worse. So I'm just going to say, thank you, Lord, and I'm going to walk on in your will and in your way, and I'm just going to say, okay, it's all good, because you said you would never leave nor forsake me, so you know what's best for me. I don't. And yeah, I know, and I'm just like anybody else. I know it's hard. Sometimes it's hard. You like right now, I want to be in Arizona with that baby, because I know that baby's getting ready to be gone for 2 years. But God said no. So where am I? I'm building up my faith. And I'm asking you right here with me, let's build up our faith in the Lord today. So I know it's going to be, everything's going to be all right. So that's what I'm, that's why I'm here. I'm building up my faith because that's where I need to be. That's where God wants me this morning. Because I had no idea that I was going to be doing this. And I just happened to walk over to the pastor last Sunday and say, the other Sunday and say, did I say that? As I was walking away from him, I was like, did I tell Pastor that? I believe I told Pastor that I would be here third Sunday. I believe that's what I told Pastor. Did I really do that? Because I was planning to be gone to Arizona. But God said no. And God knew way before I did. Because that Sunday when I went to him, that was first Sunday, wasn't it, Pastor? Yeah. First Sunday I went to him and I'm like, I know I didn't just do that. And then I told Pastor, I said, unless, and he was like, okay, yeah, He just kept on walking like, he wasn't even listening to me. God told him, don't listen to me. Because he knew that I was going to be here. Because I've never seen Pastor be so evasive. I said, that is if, and he was like, yeah. Did Pastor do that, y'all? So before, and God knew how I felt about this building up your faith. But I've never seen Pastor be so evasive. He was just like, whatever, you know. That's because he knew that I was going to be here today. God had already told him that I was going to be here today. Because God knew that I was going to be here today, even though I was going, did I really do that? So, because he never forces me to do nothing. He'll ask me if I say yes, fine. If I don't, still fine. So when he was so evasive, I was like, okay, there's something wrong with this. I just need to go home and prepare my message because I'll be there third Sunday. So, building up your faith because God knew how I felt about this and God knew how Pastor felt about me not being here today. So I'm here. But yes, in closing, I want to read something to you. It says, by entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, sets us right with him, makes us fit for him. We have it all together with God because of our love and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that God has already opened the door for us. We find ourselves standing where we always hope to be, out in a wide open space of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting out praises to God. We continue to shout our praises to him, even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passion, patience, and how the patience in turn forges a tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. Because faith is of our faith, we're never left feeling shortchanged. Instead, we can round up enough containers. We cannot round up enough containers to hold every good generously poured out into our lives through the Holy Spirit and God. Turn to God in prayer. Seek wisdom in his word and remember his promise. We must remember it is important to continue building strong faith through God's word, prayer, fellowship, and service. I have one more thing that I'd like to read. I'll be reading from the Messenger. The message. It's Jude 1, beginning with verse 20. But you, dear friends, carefully build yourselves up in the most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit, staying right at the center of God's love, keeping your arms open and outstretched, ready for the mercy of our Master Jesus Christ. This is the unending life, the real life. Go easy on those who hesitate in the faith. Go after those who take the wrong way. Be tender with sinners, but not soft on sin. The sin itself stinks to high heaven. And now to him who can keep you on your feet, standing tall in his bright presence, fresh and celebrating, to our God, to our one God, our only Savior, through Jesus Christ our Master, be glory, majesty, strength, and rule before all time, and now, and to the end of all. That scripture just really touched my heart, because, like I said, verse 20 started with, build yourselves up in the most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit, staying right at the center of God's love, keeping your arms open and outstretched, ready for the mercy of the Master. And finally, we need to always continue building up our faith by prayer and supplication, by reading God's word, and by being faithful to God. Trust and believe that he has your back. Trust and believe that he will never leave nor forsake you. Trust and believe that if you build up your faith and you trust in God, your life will be a fantabulous life. It doesn't matter if you don't have a dime in the bank. It doesn't matter if you don't have a pantry full of food. He's always there. He said he would never leave nor forsake you. You've got to have faith to believe that he will never leave nor forsake you. You got to have faith to trust and believe that he's always there for you. We need to always trust and believe in God.